When Herman's son brought home an antiquated animal production book that he happened to find in his high school ag classroom, Herman decided that some of the animal production methods were still quite relevant today, yet they weren't being used. What resulted is a small farm success story. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Herman Beck Chenoweth has found success with his small acreage farm raising free-range chickens. He wrote the book, Free Range Poultry Production and Marketing, a book full of plenty of examples of small farms turning profits.
We talk about an Amish farmer in there who raises 25,000 chickens a year, has the only non-electric USDA-inspected poultry processing plant in America, is selling all the product that he can produce off the farm under his farm brand name.
His small farm along the Current River in southern Missouri has turned great profits off a small acreage. Herman says raising free-range birds does take some skill. For instance, he has to be aware of predators that may target his flock.
I have 100 acres of open land, a lot of forest area around there, a lot of coyotes. What I discovered was that good livestock guard dogs, we've had them now for 4.5 years, and we have not lost a single goat or a single chicken or a single turkey.
He's founded a nonprofit organization to help other small farmers make an income from the land.
If people think they might be interested in this, we operate a free forum on the web that is back40, that's back40forums, plural, .com. We have hundreds of members on there and all kinds of boards that have to do with transitional agriculture, farmers talking to other farmers, prospective farmers talking to other people that have made the change already, and whatever. That's an excellent resource.
Herman speaks at many conferences and enjoys providing help via the internet to farmers. Plus, he's still farming his small acreage in southern Missouri. Traveling the countryside in Acres Ferry, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.